Welcome to the July 31st edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part 4 of his interview, Raviv Prelukh of Phase V made the case that scaling real-time data review requires an ecosystem approach, bringing regulators, sponsors, CROs, and tech vendors together in a shared learning environment rather than letting progress remain siloed. Transparent sharing of learnings across stakeholders is the prerequisite for broader adoption beyond current large pharma pilots. In a new FAQ article on AI in clinical trials, we examined how organizations seeing meaningful AI results have invested in unified data infrastructure and discipline governance rather than cycling through pilots without foundation. Agentic AI in particular depends on connected processes, reliable data, and workflow integration. Without these, autonomous agents amplify operational bottlenecks rather than reduce them. And finally, an FDA advisory committee voted to recommend 6 of 7 unapproved peptides for compounding pharmacy access, advancing Health Secretary Kennedy's effort to bring widely used but legally ambiguous compounds out of unregulated markets into supervised pharma supply chains. The panel decision exposed fault lines over regulatory approach and raise concerns about newly appointed committee members. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.